And a very good morning to you. Now, a glitch in the billing system at MultiChoice has resulted in many customers being overcharged for their DSTV services. Now, we received a call yesterday from an irate Tony from Kenilworth, who is one of those affected by the by that particular error. And he did ask the question. He said, how is it that if I'm an EFT subscriber and I pay myself, how do I get someone, how does MultiChoice actually get money out of my account without me giving explicit permission for them to do so? But I'm really thankful that Mark Rayner, who's the CEO at MultiChoice South Africa, has agreed to join us this morning. Mark, thanks for your time.
Yeah, hi, Gina, and thanks for giving me the chance to come and chat to your listeners.
Pleasure, man. Pleasure. A lot of people are peeved off. I don't need to tell you that. You know this. What actually happened?
Yeah, Kino, I mean, look, thanks for the opportunity. I think, you know, our customers for some time have been telling us that their MultiChoice bills are unnecessarily complicated and confusing. So we, you know, took the decision to try and clean it up. And we tried to simplify an unnecessarily complicated account structure of sort of multiple sub-accounts for different services, yep, and consolidate that into one single account so it's simple. There's one balance to pay on the same date, et cetera, every month. Now, in doing that, we made a couple of slip-ups. I need to be frank here. You know, we made the first problem was there was on some of our price-locked customers. Now, that's customers who take a contract with us where they want to have a subscription and a PVR, you know, wrapped up in a single price.
Yeah.
Some of that billing changed for the hardware portion of that bill. So the majority of the bill is made up of the subscription price. The small portion is sort of a payment plan for the piece of hardware.
Right.
And in going to this new system, we moved that portion from an arrears billing of that small portion to an advance, which meant in this month, in the month of October, the customers got billed twice for that component.
Jeez.
Now, where we fell short there, Kino, and we have to take it on the chin, is we didn't communicate this clearly to customers.
Mm.
So customers, probably like Tony or certainly many others, would have seen a different amount, you know, debited from their account. Now, different amounts being debited does happen. Remember, our customers often will buy a box office movie or perhaps
sure,
do an upgrade or downgrade every month. So, you know, our agreement with them does allow us to debit the variable amount. But we can't be excused for not making that clear to customers up front.
Yeah, you know, communication is obviously very, very key here, because I think, you know, the thread of complaints that we received, a lot of people just want to be able to get hold of MultiChoice and needs to speak to someone who can say, hey, yes, we were wrong. This is the issue. This is when you're going to be sorted out. And the challenge that they seem to be having is getting hold of the right people and the right information and getting peace of mind, at least when it comes to, you know, how this will be dealt with.
No, that's completely fair, Kino, and I couldn't agree with you more on that. So let me tell you what we have done. You know, so we put up some information on our website. Your listeners can go and have a look at an article that we put up there that just says, has your DSTV bill got you scratching your head? And it's a clear explanation of, you know, how the billing used to work compared to how it did work and any changes you might feel. But second to that, every customer's own bill is different. They may have different services or different experiences. So we encourage them just to, you know, go to our website or our app to check out their transaction history or give us a call. And, you know, we'd like to try and remedy that as quick as we can if there's any further confusion.
Okay, when you say remedy something as quick as you can, what's the sort of turnaround? I mean, obviously, listen, how long's a piece of string? But at the end of the day, you know, you've got people who are saying, okay, you know, you've taken an extra whatever out of my account, I would like that money back. What's the sort of turnaround time in general to get that reversed and sorted out?
Yeah, look, I mean, if it's just for a quick inquiry to understand the billing, that's obviously going to be done immediately on the phone or a quick email to our agents. Mm. You know, if there's a reason for a refund, you know, if a customer is aggrieved, you know, validly, of course, you know, we'll process that refund. Then it sometimes takes as long as it takes an amount to clear in the bank. So,
yeah,
you know, a couple of days, you know, to transfer that money if a customer would like a refund. But I mean, let me assure your customers, you know, we certainly, you know, don't believe we did a good job of communicating for that, and we do apologize for that. But, you know, they certainly, we've checked all the billing in complete detail, and we've, you know, any sort of errors have been rectified. There may be some credits or debits that look a bit unusual in this month's account, but we're comfortable that it's all 100% up to date now.
What's going to happen to sort out the communication challenge?
No, like a lot of lessons learned, Kino, and a lot of tough conversations internally. I think we certainly let ourselves down there, and, you know, I think you can judge us on the next time. we make any changes.
Well, it's really good to have a CEO that comes up, is upfront, is not making excuses for his business, and is saying that we're sorting it out and this is what we're going to do. You know, one just hopes that obviously when our listeners now want to get hold of MultiChoice, they can do so rather quickly and at least know when something is going to be returned to an account. Because I think that's it. It's something I learned from old Peter, who used to be the CEO of Vodacom way back when. And he said, you know what? If a substation blows up or there's a problem with one of our stuff, I go out there. He used to go out there himself, and he used to then contact the media and say, here's the problem. Okay? We obviously can't SMS because, hey, our system's down, and we're not going to be using the opposition. But our system's down. Contact the media. Say, this is our problem. This is what we're going to do to solve it, so that at least – you know, a lot of the people who are then listening, etc., have that information, and talk shows like ours are able to say, yes, we've communicated with the likes of Vodacom, and this is where it stands.
No, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I think we're in a privileged position where customers use our product a lot.
Yeah.
They watch TV for a few hours a day, and you know, they expect it to work, and we absolutely have to do that. So, I mean, we take that advice completely on board.
And there's someone who, I don't think we're going to be able to make this person on time, someone talking about an unwanted upgrade. Do you find problems with unwanted upgrades? Oh, wait, actually, sorry, Mark, if you don't mind, I've got Philip on the line. Philip, good morning.
Good morning to you, Kino.
Yeah, good morning.
I'd like to just ask the gentleman there from
MultiChoice, the CEO, Mark.
Yeah, from MultiChoice. Man, I've got a small book here, you know, and I just made an inquiry about when I knew the SABC that they weren't broadcasting the matches to find out the price, blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly I get saddled with, without a confirmation or asking, a debit of 821 Rand, you know. And I got a small book here, and I asked them many, many times what they behind these recordings, and I could never, like you earlier said, get onto somebody personal to explain the thing, you know.
Okay,
and
so
sending SMSs back and forth. Then only yesterday they took it off after I requested many, many times, please take it off. I never confirmed this upgrade, and they actually took my bouquet also off.
Oh,
the one that I paid for already, you know?
Okay.
Okay, Philip, I mean, Philip, that's clearly a mistake, and I can only apologize. Perhaps you can give me your details or the producer your details off there, and we can sort that out for you, because we care.
We can do that, absolutely, Mark. But listen, I think we've got Tony very quickly. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Kino. Thank you for raising this matter. I really appreciate it.
No, it's a pleasure.
I just want to ask the CEO quickly. Look, the thing is, you're not tackling the gist of the problem. You took money illegally out of people's accounts, and you did not notify us. You knew that you were changing the switch over. Why didn't you email or notify your customers there was going to be a problem and we might be taking money of your account?
Here we go. Tony, thank you. Mark?
Yeah, Tony, listen, that's fair. We didn't communicate that well at all. We accept that. I apologize for that. I can guarantee you, though, you certainly won't be overcharged at all. You know, all the billing has been remedied. And, you know, over the life of your contract, if you have a contract, absolutely you'll be charged the correct amount. We've triple-checked all that.
Well, I think the big learning lesson here, like most companies have them, you know, when things do go wrong, it's to go back to the drawing board and go, okay, what did we do wrong? We're a massive company. We cannot afford to continue making these mistakes, whether it's communication, whether it's the back-end stuff, etc. Let's go and learn our lessons, and there are obviously consequences at the end of the day.
So, no, did right, Kino.
All right, so Mark Rayner, I want to thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning, the CEO of MultiChoice South Africa.